Just real quick, you know, obviously, you know, I've been through this before as a player and coach, and trying to build a team into a winning football team. And, you know, the only way to do that is through hard work and preparation, and more importantly, you know, obviously, attention to details. You know, we played poorly the other day. Offensively, we didn't play well up front. We didn't get good play out of the quarterback. Obviously, we turned the ball over. Special teams, we had missed opportunities. We also turned the ball over there. Defensively, there was a lot of, you know, there's some positive things on that side of the football. We gave up the big run early. You can't have that. We had penalties on both, you know, offensively and defensively at times. Third down, we gave up yardage. And at the end of the day, we have to put our heads down. We have to work, and we have to make sure that we can overcome and understand that the attention to detail is what get us out of this losing mode right now.
The message from some of the players, including the leaders, Eric Wooden, Kyle Williams. Eric said this team needs to learn how to grow up. Is that a fair assessment? Is that a fair statement from Eric?
I think it's very difficult, you know, for the period of time that we've had, and not to go back in the past, to understand truly what you have to do. You know, when the coach gets up there and he says it's attention to detail and hard work, you know, we have to do our share to make sure that that is spelled out, exactly what people need to do. I think a lot of times people use the expression be a pro, but there's a time where we have to keep pushing them and keep working through that, through the preparation and what we do on the field.
What's your assessment of EJ after having a chance to review the game?
He did not play well.
Can you maybe elaborate on some things that were particularly?
Well, obviously we had the turnovers, you know, the two turnovers, you know, the read and again, you look at the individual performance at times, you know, when you say we have to get better play at that position, are there things that hurt his level of play? Yes, obviously, you know, there's some things that happen up front. You know, people, you know, batting a pass down, people, you know, near him. Okay. I don't care what quarterback you're playing with. When people are around him, it's very difficult. Are there things he could have done a better job of progression-wise, read-wise? Absolutely. So, you know, again, you know, we've got to work harder in our preparation and get him prepared. He understands that. We talked to him about it, and he's ready to go. So, you know, he's ready to get back to work.
How difficult is it when you have to come to the conclusion that you may have to scale things back on EJ?
Who said scale things back?
You said we. Isn't that what you said post game last night?
Yeah.
Pardon me.
Yeah. To make sure that we're able to go out there and execute it. You know, if we're not executing, then we have to figure out what exactly we have to do and start with that and create a foundation and an identity.
Coach, predictably, fans are pretty upset with you know, EJ's performance, and maybe even some doubt is creeping in from them. You've been very consistent in saying there's going to be one day that you're not going to have to worry about EJ. Can you just talk about what it is that you see from him that makes you believe that you're not going to have to worry about it in, you know, however X amount of time?
I mean, he has the ability to do it. There's no doubt in my mind. The problem is that it's like anything else. He's going to take, you know, a lot of the heat, you know, because of the position, which is, and that comes with it. But at the end of the day, we need to make sure that the people around him are doing what they're supposed to do. I think it's, you know, to sit here and say, hey, if everything was going well around him and he was the culprit, it would be easy for me to say, and we'd go ahead and pull him and put another quarterback in there. You know, I don't have any problem with that. You know, he is working his way through it, and we need help from everyone else around him to make sure that everyone does their job. You know, there are times when things break down, it's not necessarily his fault, whether it be a route, a wrong route, missed assignment up front, not winning the physical battle, you know, somewhere along the line. So I think all those things factor into play.
Have the, you know, going through all his progressions been a consistent problem? I know the Jets game, he was fairly good at it, actually very, very good at it, but, you know, has that been a problem outside of that, maybe the other eight games?
As the progression reads?
Yeah, going through
forward,
all the progressions.
Yeah. I think, you know, first of all, I don't think a lot of people know exactly what progression reads are. Maybe they do. okay? You know, when people play zone coverage, okay, you have to go through those progressions, and you have to win. The earlier the first progression wins, the better off you're going to be. You know, the more you have to go through it, the more time it takes. Therefore, the more time of protection you need. So, you know, at the end of the day, does he have to do a better job of that? Absolutely. Absolutely. And he knows that. That's the best way to answer that question. He's got to go to work and get himself prepared and ready to go with Coach Hackett.
How important then does these final three games, are these final three games for his development, for him to show that he's got it, or he gets it, or has a glimpse of getting it?
Well, obviously it's important for him, okay? But I think it's important for everybody. It's important for everyone. You know, we have players that we have to make sure that, you know, who are the tough competitors, who we can rely on to win. You know, that stuff is being evaluated constantly, you know, through what we do. You know, the first time you come in, you look at it, you know, you're trying to install systems. You know, when you go through the preseason, you look in and you see the talent, you know, in the players. And then during the season, you find out, you know, how they prepare, who are the competitors, who are the guys that can win, who are those things. And you got to make sure you take those guys and you build your team around them.
Well, the last two games, T.J. Graham and Marcus haven't had any catches. Is there a way to get them more involved?
Marcus Easley?
Goodwin.
Marquise Goodwin? Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, those two guys are obviously they have great speed. We have to find a way to get them involved. I don't disagree with that.
Is there, other than running deep routes, are there different ways?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, Marquise Goodwin can run intermediate routes. T.J. Graham can run cross-field routes. So there are ways that we can get them involved, and we need to make sure that we look at it.
You mentioned some of the struggles of the offensive line, especially in yesterday's game, but it's probably one of the most experienced groups on the team. You spend time in practice every day with that group. What can you do to improve that in the final three games?
I think I'm going to stick with exactly before. I think, you know, you got to continue to work. You got to continue to study the opponent, and you have to be attention to detail. I mean, there's not a line that I've been a part of, and I've been fortunate to be part of a lot of good offensive lines that did not have an unbelievable, outstanding work ethic, okay, which I think our guys work, okay, but the attention to detail, all right, on every single play at every single minute is something that has to be developed, and that's what our guys are working on.
When you say you need to do more with Goodwin and Graham, more you can do, do you mean from a play calling standpoint?
I say we could do, I'm sorry, I hope I said it, we could do more with them. We could get them more involved. We could make sure, it's like anything else. I think those guys have talent. No doubt they have talent. They have obviously better than average speed, and we have to get a way to get the right group of people in the game that can be productive, really, at the end of the day. And that's what we're looking at with everybody.
What's your, I guess, your take? I mean, when you sometimes as a coach of the game, maybe you're, I don't know exactly how.
I think Goodwin has to.
But when you see the box score at the end and they have zero receptions the last two games, I think maybe in Toronto, I don't even know how many targets they had. But I mean, what's your reaction when that number sinks in of zero catch?
I think Marquise Goodwin, and I talked to Coach Hackett about this, I think we have to get him in there more. I think TJ has to keep working and becoming more consistent.
Where is your patience level with EJ at this point? Is it? I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it's growing thin with some fans. Where is your patience level with EJ?
My patience level works on a day-to-day basis. It really does. I mean, you know, as long as they're keeping their head down, working hard and prepare, you know, that creates patience. You know, the minute that you don't see that, then you become impatient. Do I want to be standing here today and having to go through these pains of what's going on? Absolutely not. You know, but I've learned over the years that this is the stuff you go through, and you just have to put your head down and just keep working.
Nice. Coach, you worked JJ in for a little bit.
Who?
JJ.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just maybe you're thinking behind that and what you feel you've got evaluation-wise in half a dozen snaps.
I thought he did very well, and I think we're going to increase his playing time.
Injuries pop up overnight.
I think we have a lot of guys that are sore today, but nothing happened from the game.
Going off Chris's question, it seemed like there was a concerted effort yesterday. Just judging it off the inactive list, you know, Frank was inactive. You got Evan in there. I think Powell got some snaps. Chris Gregg got a little bit more time out on the offense. Is that a trend now that we're getting towards the latter portion of the season? Is that a trend that is going to continue, you know, those players getting more and more reps?
Well, I think I want to make sure that I'm careful on this, because is it a trend meaning that in a negative way? Absolutely not, right? What we're trying to find out are who are the people that we can go out there and win with. You know, I want to make sure that I know exactly where everyone is at, you know, as we keep moving forward with this team. You know, Evan has been up there. He's done some good things on special teams. Ty Powell did a very good job yesterday. So that's exciting. You know, we need to grow with that. Chris Gregg, again, some good things out there. I'm happy with that. Obviously with JJ, we mentioned before. You know, and their playing time, you know, it's tough in some situations to get them in there. You know, especially, you know, probably with Ty a little bit more so on the defensive side. You know, we have Manny, we have Jerry Hughes. Both of those guys are doing a nice job. But he went in there in special teams. He went in there and made some plays. So, you know, we've got to figure out a way where we can get him some more playing time, because he's a good football player, and keep progressing him along with the other players. So, you know, when we say trend, what I'm trying to figure out each week is who gives us the best chance to win. And let's go see those players, and let's make sure that we know exactly who we have.
I don't know if you've asked a defensive question yet, but what were your thoughts on the defensive play yesterday? Anything specific stand out, positive or negative?
Sure, I thought, and I did address it earlier. I'll repeat it, is that, you know, I thought defensively there were a lot of times where we did some good things. There really was. I thought Stephon Gilmore came back and really had a good game and really played well. Leotis has been battling all year, playing well. I thought that, obviously, the second play of the game, when you go, you know, they go 80 yards, you can't have that. You know, we've got to fill that gap, okay, at the second level and also at the third level, okay, to make sure that play doesn't happen. I thought that on third down we gave up, we had penalties, and we gave up some big yardage on third down, and I think that's the stuff that obviously I would say we have to improve on. But, you know, I don't want to leave here. There were some good snaps on that side of the football.
How do you view that?
Sorry to go on a negative play, but can you give it through your eyes how that 80-yard touchdown,
sure,
how it unfolded? What was the breakdown? What was the call?
Yeah, at the second level, we need our linebacker to get over the top. And then the touchdown, we need to get someone in the secondary to go ahead and make that play.
Why were the safeties not there?
Yeah, we're in single high, we're in man coverage. 46 defense.
How do you view that? Jarris Bird's penalty, the roughing the passer penalty, where he dives, he makes a football play, but according to the rules, it's an illegal football play, and you'll lose a 3rd and 15 on that and give them a first down. How do you view that play, and how do you prevent a safety from making what's essentially an instinctual move?
Well, I think obviously it's viewed as a personal foul. And we have to just keep, you know, talking to our players and understanding that, hey, here's where you have to hit them for it not to be called. I think it's the same thing. I'll write that up. I'll send it in. They'll come back to me. They'll give me, you know, what their assessment is, and I'll ask them, you know, what can we do a better job of so we don't have those in the future.
Coach, as important as these final three games are for the team and for EJ, what specifically do you need to see from EJ in the final three games?
This is what I'm looking for specifically. Win. I want to win football games. I'm not talking about an individual performance here or there. What do we have to do as a team to win?
Coach, you said with JJ you were going to try to get him more snaps. Is he going to continue to work exclusively at right guard, or are you going to cross-train him over to the left side?
Right now, I think he's better suited at right.
Okay. Hell, maybe it'll lighten a little, but maybe it doesn't. Do you shake your head at the fact that here you are, you're coming off this difficult loss, and then you're sitting on the tarmac in Tampa Bay for an hour and a half? I mean, it's just, what else can go wrong? Almost
no, mm-mm, no. I don't look at it. I'm pissed that we lost the football game. That's the only thing that's on my mind, and on my mind is coming back the next day and going after it and getting to work and fixing it. I don't think about things I can't control. I can control fixing this team.